Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Hotep the artist, or Candace Walker. Mm-hmm. Hotep is sort of your alter artistic ego. And you are a universal artist. And this includes actress, poet, pantomime artist. How do you manage it?
The more time I spend alone is like the more things I discover I can do. You know, I start to remember things like, oh yeah, I did used to sing, or I could try that, you know, and I keep challenging myself. So I think it's a lot of alone time.
Now, is Hotep the artist another name for you, or is she a alter artistic ego?
Hotep is the name I took on when I was just learning about ancient Egypt, just learning what the world was about, learning like the big picture. And I found Imhotep, and Imhotep is the first poet, philosopher, architect, surgeon. And I felt like, and it means he who comes in peace, or the one who comes in peace. And I know that peace is my favorite word. So that's the name, but the power that's behind it, it allows Candace, who I've been born to be, gives her the push, like, go ahead, be your best, go ahead. It's like the permission. So that's why I allow people to call me Hotep, because it also gives me permission to go in.
And you gravitate a lot towards poetry, spoken word, and pantomime.
Yeah.
And those, I think in some ways, pantomime is its own art, very separate from poetry. Do you find common threads between the two of them?
I feel like mime is, it is a poetry, because sometimes there's a song involved. If there's like a song in the background, and the mime is using the words of the song to illustrate something visual, something emotional that can be felt. And I feel like poetry uses the words of the world, uses all the words, and creates its own moment. So mime creates its own moment in a song that already exists, and poetry creates a moment in words that already exist.
What first brought you to the art of pantomime?
I was in church, and there was a twin duo. I guess that's the same thing, you know, twins are duos now.
Is that a term? Is that what they're calling twins?
There's two of them.
Like, oh, so-and-so just gave birth to a duo. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, there's two of them.
I am so not with it.
Yeah, yeah.
So Hallmark is going to come out with cards. Congratulations on your duo.
On your duo. Especially if they perform. So they perform. They actually graduated from Westinghouse here in Pittsburgh. But they came to my church and they mimed to a song, a gospel song. And I must have been, you know, 8 or 9 watching them. And then I grew up and saw, well, I grew up to 15. And I saw a woman at church, and I caught her afterwards. I was the only one standing in the whole audience, like, what was that? And I spoke to her afterwards, and she taught me how to mime, and I started doing solo mime since I was 15. So it was something always to gospel. And then when I realized how big the world was, I was like, wait a minute. What was Marcel doing again? You know, like, let me take this and put it outside of the church, and let's get some, let's reach the people. So I'll go downtown.
But pantomime to gospel is something I've never seen. I would like to see that, actually.
Yeah, it's coming. I mean, it's on
YouTube. It's out there?
It's on YouTube. Everybody's doing it.
Do you still do that?
Absolutely.
Do you bring that to your repertoire?
Absolutely, absolutely. I do. I definitely do a lot of gospel. I understand the message of gospel. I understand the places that it reaches. And now I'm putting them together. I'm helping the church step out of, you know, their boundaries and helping mimes also understand, you know, the secular mime world, understand what it is within the church.
The secular mime world. You are bridging bridges between territories I never even imagined needed a bridge. You know, Hotep does bring peace. She does.
Yeah.
You're living up to the motto. That's awesome.
They tell me you can't have peace. I've heard people say there's no such thing as peace. You know, you can't have peace without war. And you can't have peace without battle. And I actually agree with that. I feel the reason I'm allowed to be Hotep is because of the battles of life that I've been able to conquer. So it's I know peace. Because I've known war. I've known some real stuff. So when I help, you know, women of domestic violence or, you know, child abuse, just different organizations that I'm able to reach where it hurts, I know that it's being effective because I've had to go through some things to become this character.
So when it comes to putting your art out there, what do you feel are your biggest challenges?
One of my biggest challenges, I think, in putting my art out there is, it's no longer time. I was doing corporate. I was in corporate America for the last 7 years, and I just quit in September to be a full-time artist. So time was really hard to divide between, mm-hmm. you know, work and parenting and being artist. But as putting my work out there is now, it's using your connections, because I could, you know, there's media. It's I know what it is. In Pittsburgh, you have to do the legwork. In Pittsburgh, you have to do the legwork. It's like an artist boot camp. So if you can make it in Pittsburgh, they say you can make it anywhere else, because Pittsburgh, they're not going to show you love. They're not going to always like your statuses. They're not going to come out to your events. They are going to, they're a tough crowd.
You have to work to make them love you.
Oh.
But I think that once they do, Pittsburghers are loyal to what they like.
Yeah,
so
they are.
Do you feel that you're still in the romancing mode with Pittsburgh?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's been, you know, 3 years, and I really feel the more I keep showing up and being that consistent go-to, call her, she'll go, she'll do this, but carry a level of professionalism with the art.
Sure.
That's absolutely important. There's a lot of talent in Pittsburgh, but I know a lot of times artists do not have the professional avenues to take, and so then you gotta use your connection.
Indeed. So you had said earlier, just when we were talking off camera, that bringing peace is a big part of everything that you do, whether it be your spoken word, your poetry, or your pantomime. Have you seen effects of your performances on your audiences in terms of peace that you may have brought?
You know, there's always, let me think, the last performances I did was Martin Luther King Jr. speech, and it was called Better. And they had me do it for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and it was at a church. And I started, the way he speaks and the bringing back, I didn't take on his mannerisms, but I more so illustrated what he was trying to prove, you know, rather than saying, you know, turn the other cheek, it was more so getting smacked, you know, and, you know, being able to take that smack and knowing why nonviolence, why this. So I'm carrying the stories of, this is an old black church, you know, and so they're experiencing it, but they've never once experienced a mime with Martin Luther King Jr. So those types of messages that I get to bring are expanding even the I guess when it comes to time, it's expanding the time of, you know, the older people coming with the younger people who may understand, oh, I seen mime before. Little kids practice, you know, mime in the church and things like that. But I think when the bridges start to be connected, it's happening with the older and the young. I mime to hip hop. You know, I'll go to the club and mime to Lil Wayne, How to Love, because he had one song that was actually congruent with ideas about love. And so
just one.
Just one. I found one. And I think that that's what it helps people say, that there's more. Mm. That's the point, that there's more. There's more to this. So
who are your heroes?
My heroes, one of my heroes is definitely, well, my parents are my heroes, you know. And it's because they're still together, and they're still walking the path of leadership. They're leadership, they're entrepreneurs, they're talented, and all of that. So I know my parents are a hero. I would say, when I think of heroes, that is a real question.
You gave a great answer, I thought. You know, hey, it doesn't get any safer than saying mom and dad. All
mom
right?
and so dad, they're heroes.
We can go with that.
Yeah.
I know I'm in trouble if I don't answer that way. Okay, I get a phone call before the interview's even over.
They've shown support. They've shown unconditional love. And if anything, I've learned that unconditional love is a way to get through the battles in life. So if I've gotten through this through their example of unconditional love, I know that's why I'm here.
How do you balance being a full-time artist with being a full-time mom?
I bring my son.
Here you go.
I bring my son to see that, you know, I let him direct me. I let him sit and I'm like, all right, honey, I'm gonna sing. And he's like, okay, go ahead. And when I get done, he goes, you should open your mouth a little bit more. I'm like, what?
You're raising a director.
Oh my gosh. So he gets in good hours, but I also support him in his talents. So
what are his talents?
He is a cheerleader. At his school. He's the only male cheerleader, so he's really excited about that.
That's brave, you know? That is brave.
Yeah, he's decided that's what he wants to do. Next year, he wants to play basketball. So he's like, I've had enough of this, but I want to... But he's doing it. He's committed to it. So he's a cheerleader, and he writes poetry, and he sings, and he dances like Michael Jackson. I taught him to moonwalk. So we really do practice at home and let that be okay. Those annoying songs in the back of the car are gonna turn into something. So letting him see that who he is allowing him, it can open doors just by who he is, not by his degree, not by all those are great things, those are great milestones. I went through the schools, I know, but just who you are is enough. I'm gonna show you, come see. So
what are your personal goals for success as an artist?
Well, I have short-term and long-term, but I would say conversation. I think that conversations need to be held, and conversations of substance need to be held between not just artists, but friends of the arts. That's what art is for. It brings about society's stuff. So we're not just doing it to say wow and bravo, we're doing it to make change. So evidence of change to me would be, you know, the groups that I'm, you know, looking to start, the different connections of networks. So if I can be a connector, I'm a peacemaker and a connector. So all those efforts coming forward are for those reasons.
Well, we at Berg Vivant salute you. We can never have enough peace.
Oh, thank you.
Indeed. In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Berg Vivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.